Hello.
Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, it's Jeremiah.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, man. Looks like your month is pretty good so far, huh?
Yeah, not quite. We're getting there slowly but surely, but we'll see.
It's still early.
We'll see. Yeah, it's really early.
Yeah.
Really, really.
What can I do for you?
So, on Urban Chalet.
Uh-huh.
So, got into it a little bit last night. Kind of, excuse me, sorry about that. Similar situation to CNC, kind of a good cop, bad cop type thing.
Yeah.
They had sent me over, we talked about a week ago, they had sent me over some invoices. And I had mentioned that we needed to try to collect these invoices and kind of get the ball rolling. Well, a couple of them looked really small, and I'd kind of gone over the approval amount and what they sent over with Angela.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple questions on the invoices that I'd emailed, and she hadn't gotten back to me. So I'd called her like three times. And then she tried to get a hold of me like on Friday, and I happened to be out. I was celebrating my son's birthday with him. And she left me some message like, I need to hear back from you. I didn't get it till Monday. I need to hear back from you, you know, like right away. I'm not sure what's taking so long, but if you don't pay this vendor today, like, we're just going to pay cash.
Hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck? So then I called her on Monday. She didn't call me back. Called her on Tuesday. Didn't call me back. Left her a voicemail yesterday. She didn't call me back. I talked to her sister, who had sent me a couple invoices previously that I didn't know was her sister until a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister's like, well, we just started the move. So she's, you know, just extremely busy. That's probably why she's not calling back. And it's kind of like, well, you know what? Fuck you. We're all busy, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So her sister, she's like, well, you should just leave her a message. You know, she'll call you when she's not, you know, as busy. She's like, I'm back in New York now. You know, I was just out to kind of help, but, you know, I'm back in New York. So, you know, you just need to contact her directly. So I'm obviously fucking irritated, right? Like, we've been waiting 3 months.
Forever.
You know? You leave me a fucking shitty email on Friday. Like, you know, I'm hard to get a hold of or something. Or, like, we've slowed something down somewhere, right? So I'm pretty fucking pissed.
Yeah.
And then to top it off, she's not calling me back. So, you know, we've got, I don't know if you've used it yet, but we've got kind of a tactic or kind of a trick that we can use, you know, when we're not getting called back by a client, which is basically the decline button in CNET. I don't know. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
So there's a button in CNET that you can click, and it basically sends them an email of, you know, basically credit decline, denial, or whatever you want to say. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. She's not going to call me back. She's being a bitch. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm going to try hitting this and see if she, you know, see if she calls me back.
Right.
So sure enough, at like 6 o'clock last night, no, actually, it was like 7 o'clock last night.
Okay.
I hit the button, and within like 10 minutes, she calls me.
Oh, shit.
So she calls me, and she's like, I don't know what's going on, you know. She starts, like, just pointing fingers at us. You know, I needed to get this done, and, you know, I couldn't get a hold of you for weeks. And I'm like, Angela, I talked to you. She's like, or first she just started out saying, like, you know, I received this email. And then she just starts going off.
Hmm.
And I'm like, you know what, Angela? I said, we spoke last week. I said, but I've been, you know, waiting patiently for 90 days, calling you every few weeks because you don't reach out to me. And I need to call you for an update because apparently, you know, you think I just sit in the office waiting for you to call me with your name.
Right, right.
I'm like, these approvals don't stay open that long. I said, you know, I approved you for $100,000 because originally you wanted $100,000. I called and explained to you that it was going to be two separate loans. You completely understood. Now, you know, you were acting like you didn't even know you were approved for $100,000. But you were. I said, we waited around with $100,000 sitting, you know, sitting in our bank that we couldn't lend to anybody else because we were holding it for you. Now you're only using $24,000. I just explained to you guys 2 weeks ago how the process works because you kept sending me invoices for license agreement subscriptions for $100 here, $300 here. Explained to you that it's not a credit line, that it's a loan, and how it all works. You know, that was only 2 weeks ago, And we've talked, you know, two or three times ever since, you know, since then via phone, email, and with your sister. So for you to come at me like you haven't been able to track me down is absolutely ridiculous. She's like, well, I guess, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's just this communication and maybe I'm just not getting you. I said, no. And you said, you're getting the emails. We've discussed them. I said, and your sister is too. I said, your sister picks up the phone when I call. She calls me back. If she doesn't pick up, she responds to emails. I said, the problem is that you chose not to communicate. Now you're pointing your finger at me and I have a problem with that.
Right.
You know, that's ridiculous. I said, it's one thing if you don't want to work with us. It's another if you want to say you're too busy to get back to me, but if you just spin it and say you can't reach me, I said, that's bullshit. She's like, well, you know, the vendor just, you know, he was calling us saying that if we didn't pay him right away, that he was going to not sell us this stuff. I'm like, huh. I said, so the guy that's been delayed, this is the same guy that we've all been waiting for months? She goes, yeah. I said, that sounds fair. So this guy's been making us all wait. We've been waiting 90 days. This guy calls you and you cut us out of the deal? That sounds like good business to you. And then not only do you do that, but you try to make up reasons to justify it, and you're pointing your finger at us. Right. So this is why we declined it, because we're uncomfortable at this point. We haven't been able to reach you. We've been waiting 90 days, and we've decided to cut bait. What? Da-da-da-da. I said, the reality is that vendor strong-armed you. I said, I know you're new to business. You're a startup, but you're a vendor. I said, so welcome to being a vendor. Some of these guys can be very shady. He's a sales guy, and he tightened the screws on you because it was the last day of the month, and he wanted to be paid.
Right.
Sorry you couldn't see that. Sorry you felt like this guy really was not going to sell you furniture if you paid him a week later.
Right.
But that was your choice. Well, it just sounds like there was some communication problems here. And he's like, I don't have time for this anymore. I'm not going to sit here and let you, you know, make excuses and tell me that it was our fault.
Right.
Well, I was at the hospital with my son today, and I'm like, well, I apologize. I hope everything's fine, but your sister told me that you've been busy moving. She didn't mention your son. She made it sound like you guys are too busy to get back with me. I'm a busy person, too. And I was out last week celebrating my son's birthday when you couldn't get a hold of me for one day and decided that because you couldn't get a hold of me for a day, you know, we're not going to
kill the deal. Yeah.
So, anyways, it doesn't mean the deal's dead. You know, I wouldn't go in and just, you know, kill a deal without talking to you.
Right.
The deal's still there. You know, a lot of times because I've been a dick or, you know, kind of using what I call the takeaway close,
yeah.
It might even make it easier to get the deal done. Just because they paid for the equipment on Friday doesn't mean that we can't reimburse them. It's very easy to do. And Linda that has approved them has a very easy program for that. We pretty much just need proof of payments. And as long as it's within 30 days, you know, we can get it done for them. So if you want to, the thing is, you know, at that point, the reason I got so aggressive is there wasn't really much to lose there, right?
Yeah.
The deal's been chopped all the way down to 24 grand, which who knows if they would even end up doing all of that. And also probably two of the four invoices are going to be iffy whether we can even get them approved. Because it's like, you know, $1,000 for some computer stuff. And the other one seems to be borderline software. So, you know, is that a point where we've waited 90 days for a deal that might have $2,000 in it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that valuable for Cardiff because they've got to pay both of us on it too. It's
yeah.
not that valuable for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Situation where the time that we would be spending chasing four invoices, you know, and still getting docs done and done properly, there's still a lot of hours for both of us to work on it. So if we don't do the deal, you and I can probably make more money for ourselves in Cardiff by working on something other than this deal.
Right.
But if you have time and it's worth it to you to either one, make the call just to kind of get some learning experience, you know, to
yeah.
see how this whole thing, you know, plays out after I've kind of been the dick and I've kind of taken their approval away, and you can kind of come in as the original sales guy and kind of say, you know, I got this email, what's going on? I talked to Kevin, you know, or something. I got an email saying that it was declined. I talked to Kevin briefly. He just kind of said that, you know, doesn't look like things are going to work out, but he was in the middle of a meeting or something, so I'm calling you. You know, he said he talked to you yesterday, what's going on, and just kind of see, you know, you can play the good guy. You know, if she goes off about me, you can say, well, you know, I apologize for that. Do you want to get reimbursed? I can make it happen. You won't have to deal with Kevin anymore. He says that, you know, he doesn't have time to work on it anyways, but yeah. we're 80% done with this. And just kind of see where she goes, you know,
okay.
maybe, you know, like I said, if nothing else, you can get some practice of kind of being that good cop and kind of seeing how she reacts to it, whether she's positive or negative. You know, there's really nothing to lose at this point. We still, and to be honest with you, it's been 90 days. We probably even have to get it reapproved at FinPAC, which if anything's changed, they're not going to reapprove it anyway. So, you know, you can kind of make that call, like, you know, you don't really care how it turns out. Treat it as a learning experience. And if it works out and they want to do the deal and you will put the time in, you and I can make it happen. But I think she'll be a lot more responsive to get things done at this point, realizing that, you know, hey, you know, they're not really taking any shit anymore.
Yeah.
I can't be too busy for them because they'll kill the deal.
Yeah.
Up to you how you want to handle it. That's just kind of my recommendation.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I mean, you know, yeah, it sounds like it's, you know, definitely wouldn't be worth it for you to handle it. Right now for me, I don't got much going on, so even if I just get the learning experience out of it, I'm okay with that. And, you know, and it worked pretty well when we did CNC. So, I mean, but obviously we made more on that with this being so low. And like I said, for me, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm learning and I need to I need some talk time anyways. you know? So I'll be more than happy to give her a ring and see what I can do and see if I can revive it.
All right.
But I definitely appreciate the update and all the info on it, so that way I don't go in it blind, you know?
Sure. Absolutely.
Cool.
Let's see. I can send you. Do you have Angela? You probably have Angela's cell phone, but is this deal handy for you at all anymore? You want me to send you an email?
Yeah, please. All the information and whatever you have.
Let me see. Yeah, I will send you an email, and then I will send you kind of bullet points. I'll show you the vendors, and that way you can kind of see what they've sent over.
Okay.
Actually, let me find that and put that together, and then I'll give you a call right back so I can kind of go over, you know, what I'm sending you an email.
Okay, perfect. Work? Yeah. Perfect. I'll look out for your call then.
All right, sounds good. Now, as far as you said you're not that busy, I haven't noticed much coming through my phone as far as inbounds. You know, and I never know whether there's been any kind of throttling. I don't know if they, you know, how the inbound phone calls are set up, whether, you know, more go to certain departments or not. But my phone hasn't really been ringing. How about yours?
Dude, I've gotten one DM call today, and it was a take me off your list.
Really?
Yeah. And then the last few days, this whole week, I've only gotten one a day. That's it.
Yeah. So, I got one, and it was like at 6:30, I think, last night. I figured it was just because nobody else was there to answer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably exactly what it is. I know, and because I know at 3:30, everyone pretty much leaves here, but it's been dead on DM for sure. You know, I've like I said, I've been doing a lot of cold calling and just following up, you know, looking at renewals and just trying to stay busy that way. But it hasn't been busy at all.
What are you calling?
Out of the renewal bucket.
Oh, there's a renewal bucket? I didn't even know there's a renewal bucket.
And there's a funded bucket of deals that have been funded.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I just call out of that and make cold calls. And, you know, it's hit or miss. They either hate you or they're like, oh, yeah, we don't need anything. Or, yeah, let's see what we can do, you know, so.
Right. It's all about timing, but at least you can typically get them to take a phone call from you, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the bonus, you know, when you're straight cold calling. I mean, you guys have amazing leads compared to what I started out with.
Yeah.
and even compared to some of the straight cold call leads that I've shown, William and Dean, kind of the UCC stuff, you know, I showed them how to kind of pull those leads, which are at least, you know, people that use our product. when I first started, man. It was like calling Chamber of Commerce and Yellow Pages and shit like that. But
that's crazy.
At least with those buckets and those, you know, people, you know, you'd be lucky if 20% of the people took your call, you know, because one, they have to be there. Two, they have to be available. And two, three, they have to be willing to talk to you. So maybe even 10% was a good number. And then from that, it's, you know, it's all about scheduling follow-up calls, you know, the next 3 months or so. You know, it's so rare that you call somebody, and then when they take your call in two, they actually have a need, right? Because there's no need to talk to you if there's not even a need there.
Exactly.
But at least with these, you know, you can get them on the phone because they know you. They've worked with us. And there's a comfort level. So hopefully if there's not a need, they can at least give you a specific time to call back when they're, you know, specifically purchasing, you know, one item or so, or need working capital. So if there's a brighter side to having a kind of cold call, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
You know.
It's true.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know, you know, we had our dinner the other night. They said they were planning to drop like double the mail that they have any other month previously. So hopefully that'll be hitting soon.
And we're getting towards the fourth quarter. You know, I hear nothing but good things about the fourth quarter. So,
well, not to burst your bubble, but just to kind of give you, you know, fair expectations. You know, they historically, which may not have anything to do with, you know, this year, because we've never had this working capital product during a lame duck year. You know, historically on equipment, stuff would freeze up, you know, the last quarter of an election year, not knowing, you know, who was going to be elected and then what changes were going to be made after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Because tax incentives were such a big deal. So people wouldn't be purchasing towards the end of the year because they didn't know what was going to happen to the economy. You know, if so-and-so gets elected, is everything going to change? You know, is the economy going to crash for 6 months? You know, what's going to happen? Because the economy does typically slow down at the end of the year because everything is about the president, right?
Exactly.
But right now, it's not about companies expanding and whether they should invest in their company and buy equipment. It's more, do you need working capital or not? So it'll be interesting to see if it affects us at all, the election, because working capital is all about having a need or not having a need, right?
Exactly.
It's not about growth of your business all the time. You know, there are people that are looking to grow with it, but for the most part, it's, you know, I need it. So I don't see it making a big difference. So the fourth quarter should be killer, but, you know, it'll be interesting just to kind of give you a little bit more information on the industry so that you can kind of keep an eye out and see how it plays out.
Yeah, I've never worked in the fourth quarter, so I really don't have like high expectations, but you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens, that's for sure.
It's pretty awesome, man. I mean, if you're sending out emails to people, you know, follow-up emails or, you know, people you're talking to that want your information, you know, you probably just want to put a little note in there, even if you want to adjust your signature a little bit to make it quick and easy, but I always, during this time of year, I always put a note in there, you know, to remind them to make their purchases or to take out your working capital, you know, before the end of the year for tax reasons. Kind of a gray area whether you can write off these working capital loans or not, but it may at least, you know, make them want to give you a call to ask you questions about it. But definitely with the equipment, they all know Section 179 is a big tax write-off. And they get the full write-off up to $250,000 on this year's taxes if they do it by the end of the year. So you want to kind of plant those seeds, you know?
No, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. So that's a fact, the up to $250,000?
Yeah, so look up Section 179.
Uh-huh.
Just Google it. And it'll give you, you know, the current write-off. It might even be more. I know they were talking about, you know, raising it. But basically what it is, do your research. The accounting term for it is accelerated depreciation. Basically, what it is it's a tax write-off that businesses get for purchasing assets for their business. And instead of depreciating it over the useful life of the equipment, you know, 3 to 5 years, which is what they typically did in the past, you can actually write that whole amount off this year for 16. So if the company made $1 million and they bought 250 grand worth of equipment, it decreases their taxable income by 250. So right there, your taxable income is only 750. And then of course they go through and, you know, get all of their other deductions. But that 250 comes off right off their bottom line this year, which is a huge write-off. If they spend 250, they spend 50, the 50 comes right off.
Okay.
So it's a huge tax write-off. Most business owners know about it. Their accountants are always, you know, telling them when they file taxes that they should have bought equipment. So just sending them that reminder so that they don't wait until December. I can't tell you how many people call, you know, second week of December and say, I got to do something by the end of the year. So this just reminds them that it's time to start looking and making the plans to buy that equipment. And by sending them that reminder, hopefully it'll put you at the top of their list when they're looking to buy.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. I will do that. I didn't even think about that, but that's a great idea. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. You got it. So let me open this deal. Let me get my emails out and their invoices. I'll send you some bullet points on this deal with Angela's contact. And then I'll give you a call back.
Cool, man. Sounds good, Kev.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Cool. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye.
Bye.